Now, more hikers are trying to complete through hikes of Wisconsin's Ice Age Trail. The 1,000-mile journey is a big accomplishment. Fewer people have attempted to finish all 11 National Scenic Trails in the United States. Our next guest accomplished that goal last week when she walked the final steps of the Ice Age Trail in Sturgeon Bay. Arlette Lahn is a hiking guide with Red Lion Guiding in New Hampshire. She's now the first known female hiker to complete all the National Scenic Trails. In the hiking world, her trail name is Apple Pie. Arlette, thanks a lot for joining us today.
You're welcome.
Now, you obviously love hiking. When did you get the idea to say, all right, I'm going to do all the scenic trails around the country?
So I started hiking, long distance hiking in 2003 in California on the Pacific Crest Trail. And just slowly kind of hiked trails that I wanted to hike. And then I found out there was more and more trails. And then there's National Scenic Trails and a whole list of them. And then I talked to this gentleman. His trail name is Nimble Will Nomad. And he was like, wow, you only have like four left to complete them all. And that was in 2018. And I was like, oh, maybe I should finish them all. And he's like, yeah, you could be the first woman to do them all. I'm like, that'd be kind of cool. So then I was looking at which ones I had left, and I started to tackle those. And I mean, one of the longest ones, the North Country Trail, was in there, and that was a hard one to do. But yeah, then I started working on finishing them up, and then the Ice Age Trail was the last one, and I just finished that up, Monday? Yeah, last week.
Now, I'll admit, I'm a more modest kind of hiker. I'll do a couple-hour loop here and there. Can you talk about the joy of doing this kind of longer-term, end-to-end hike?
For me, what is very appealing about it is it's you see something new every day. And I like the routine of having, it's you get up, you pack up your gear, you go hike. You just think about where's my food, where's my water, and where is my next flat spot to camp. But you do get to see something new every day. So for me, that's like a perfect combination of, of things that I really enjoy is discovery, but also having that little safety of my little routine and having everything that I need with me. So it's like ideal.
Now, the Ice Age Trail here in Wisconsin, this was the last one. This is the one that completed it for you. I'm not going to say you saved the best for last, but can you share some of the things that you saw, the things you liked about the Ice Age Trail?
I liked that I learned a lot about the glaciers. I mean, like up here where I live near New Hampshire, there's all the boulders and the glacial erratics and all of that. But then on the Ice Age Trail, they make such a focus out of it. Then like have like little displays where it talks about it, or in the guidebook or the maps, it talks about it. So I actually read a little bit more into it. It was like, oh, these potholes are all like formed by these glacial boulders, and there's these eskers. And so you learn a little bit more about it. And that was interesting to me.
What kind of preparation goes into planning out a big through hike?
Depending on the hikes, there is more or less available online. The most important things are finding out where your resupply is. So where can I get my next supply of food? And some trails, you have to send yourself packages along the way because there is no store, but there's a post office. Or you have to hitchhike to another town to get to a post office because I'm not going to carry like 150 miles worth of food. I mean, I could, but it gets really heavy, you know? So that kind of logistical planning is the hardest part. And then after that, it's kind of like micro planning. It's like, where's my next tent site and, you know, and all of that stuff? Or where's my next water? All of those things. But the first thing to me is like, how many towns are there and where are they? And do I need to mail myself something?
And part of the fun, I think of hiking like this is maybe a solitary activity, but it sounds like you've gotten to meet a lot of people along the way, other hikers, people in the communities you hike through or past. Do you have some favorite memories?
Yeah, and it depends on the hikes, right? Like, so some of the more popular hikes, you'll see a lot of hikers on the trail. Some of the less popular hikes were through hikers, like the Ice Age Trail, there's more section hikers on it. So, I actually really enjoyed meeting people along the way and that were section hiking. And then luckily, like I ran into two sets of women that were like, hey, we live a little bit further along the trail And so when you come where we live, you can come and hang out at our house, and we'll do your laundry and we'll cook for you. And so I got to know more people that live in the areas versus the transient hiker that I am myself. So it was a different connection that I had on the Ice Age Trail. I got to meet more of the locals, which has been a welcome addition to that hiking experience.
And Arlette, as we wrap up, I've got a hunch I know the answer, but having done this big hike, are you going to take a break from hiking for a while?
Not really. I went hiking on Saturday in the White Mountains.
Arlette, thanks so much for sharing your experience with us.
You're welcome.
Arlette Lahn, trail name Apple Pie, recently finished her through hike of the Ice Age Trail, becoming the first woman known to have hiked all 11 national scenic trails in the United States.